I thought it was an act of unspeakable judicial bigotry, and I blame it on Toronto.
Conrad Black, in a CBC interview last year, railing against the Toronto judge who released a video of him illegally removing boxes of documents. All this before his world of privilege and perks came crashing down. Black wound up doing 3 years in prison, in part for removing those boxes. Now he just wants one thing, to come home and heal.
All I'm doing is seeking entry as a temporary resident, as someone who has had a home in that country for a great many years. Indeed, I've had the same home address, domicile address, for 60 years in Toronto.
But Black is a convicted criminal now, an ex-convict. The Supreme Court recently noted that he needs special permission from the Immigration Minister to enter Canada. The Harper government has said there'd be no special favors for Black, who renounced his Canadian citizenship. Yet they have not removed him from the Privy Council or from the Order of Canada. Immigration lawyer Michael Nearan says the criminal convictions should not be a problem.
Even if he wasn't Conrad Black, even if he was just a regular applicant who is convicted of an offense like his, he would still have an opportunity for admission to Canada. The fact that he has the notoriety that he has, it's going to definitely improve his chances.
Normally, getting a temporary residence permit takes up to 18 months. But Nearan thinks there's a good chance Conrad Black's permit won't take that long. He's expected at events in Toronto later this month. In an email, Black told CBC News he plans to update his latest book, continue writing, and everything else will not be done in the public domain. Mike Hornbrook, CBC News, Toronto.